Brandon McCoy, president of the New Jersey Policy Perspective, a liberal-leaning research group, said the state was right to avoid steep spending cuts, calling on the state's wealthiest residents to help fund New Jersey's pandemic recovery is both smart and just policy, especially now during an economic turndown that has disproportionately harmed low-paid workers and communities of color, Mr. McCoy said in a statement. But others say the tax hike may wind up hurting New Jersey. John Boyd, who helps run the Boyd Company in New Jersey, which advises corporations on where to relocate businesses, said the millionaire's tax represents a missed opportunity for New Jersey at a time when corporations and retail chains with offices in Manhattan are mulling an exit strategy. As people continue to work remotely, more families are also searching for homes in suburbs near New York City. But a tax climate inhospitable to high earners hurts New Jersey's chances to lure new companies, Mr. Boyd said, and increases the risk that affluent residents will decide to flee. This decision by New Jersey is being applauded in Florida and in the Carolinas and in Texas today, he said. The 2014 study by Stanford University that evaluated a 2004 tax increase on high-income New Jersey residents concluded, however, that it has not chased the affluent out of the state. That was also true in California, which enacted a millionaire's tax in 2005, the study found. The $500 rebate, a compromise sought by Mr. Coughlin, is expected to cost about $340 million a year. An estimated 800,000 households will be eligible for the rebate, which applies to families with at least one child and an annual income of less than $150,000 a year for couples and $75,000 for single parents. The millionaire tax is part of a nine-month, $32.4 billion spending plan that the state must adopt by the end of the month. By law, the state has to enact a balanced budget and not spend more money than it receives. The proposed budget, Mr. Murphy released last month, also included about $1.2 billion in spending cuts and $4 billion in new bonding debt. The tax deal was quickly criticized by the state Republican Party. Blink and you'll miss the next Trenton tax hike, the state Republican chairman Doug Steinhardt said in the statement. That's how fast Bill Murray and his Democrats are spending your money.